Sophia's Secret by Susanna Kearsley, read by Carolyn Bonnyman. Come home. The year has left you old. Leave those grey stones. Wrap close this shawl around you, for the night is cold. Come home. We will not hear you call. No sign awaits you here but the beat of tides upon the strand, the crag's gaunt shadow with gulls' feet imprinted on the sand, and spars and seaweed strewn under a pale moon. Come home. We will not hear you call. Only the night winds answer as they fall along the shore, and evermore only the seashells on the grey stone singing, and the white foam bells of the North Sea ringing. E.J. Pratt, On the Shore. Chapter 1. It wasn't chance. There wasn't any part of it that happened just by chance. I learned this later, though the realization when it came was hard for me to grasp, because I'd always had a firm belief in self-determination. My life so far had seemed to bear this out. I'd chosen certain paths, and they had led to certain ends, all good. And any minor bumps that I had met along the way, I could accept as not bad luck, but simply products of my own imperfect judgment. If I'd had to choose a creed, it would have been the poet William Henley's bravely ringing lines, "I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul." So on that winter morning when it all began, when I first took my rental car and headed north from Aberdeen, it never once occurred to me that someone else's hand was at the helm. I honestly believed it was my own decision, turning off the main road for the smaller one that ran along the coastline. Not the wisest of decisions, maybe, seeing as the roads were...